The crime victimisation survey showed us that 2% of households experienced a break-in during 2021-22. So we're talking about 195,000 households across the country. Looking back, during the height of the COVID restrictions, we noticed break-ins had actually dropped to 1.7% of households, which was our lowest level since we started collecting these statistics. But since then, we've seen a slight increase in the rate of break-ins, but it's still below the pre-pandemic levels. So the results showed us that property was stolen in about two-thirds of all break-ins, and we found that personal items such as handbags, jewellery, and clothing were most often taken.